Kildare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
Do keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97 or call us on 045 898 999. We will be checking in with Tara later in relation to the FDD brothers continuing their marathon here in Kildare this morning as part of their endeavour to raise funds for the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. But we are staying local as lands at Castle Dermot GAA have been sold, with some residents welcoming the news and others have not been. The club plans to sell its grounds for housing and move to a site four times larger up at the Blue Gardens on the other side of the town. And joining me now on the line is Fine Gael councillor for the Athy Municipal District, Ivan Keatley. Ivan, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Thanks for inviting me on, Anna.
No worries. I think the main thing really is just to kind of understand what's happening here. As I was saying, there are people welcoming the news. There are some concerns from other people as well. But what are the main reasons the club is saying that it does need to relocate? Is it a case of there are just, it's a growing population in Castle Dermot now, they need more room now?
Yeah, I suppose to go back a little bit from where we are now, Hannah, and I suppose it's important to say from the outset, I'm not representing Castle Dermot GAA. I obviously have a mandate to represent the whole town of Castle Dermot. I have been engaged with them over the last number of years, as have a number of other public representatives, to try and alleviate the issues that they're having around pitch availability, land availability to provide sporting facilities, I suppose, to the people of Castle Dermot. So what has happened, or I suppose what has changed over the last couple of months, is, and what has affected the pitch where it currently stands, just opposite William Pierce Terrace and that area, is that the zoning has changed. And I suppose that's what I and the other public representatives have been involved in changing that zoning and allowing different uses to happen on the pitch where it currently stands. And I suppose that process started last November, and it was started because basically, as you referred to there, Hannah, the Minister for Local Government recognised that the 2022 census figures weren't incorporated in the 2023 to 2029 County Development Plan, which is the current County Development Plan that all planning permissions are adjudicated under, just so the public are aware of that. And what he wanted to do was to update the amount of zoned land in the county in every, I suppose, rural node, village, small town and the larger towns also. That's the job, I suppose, that Kildare County Council Forward Planning Team, and I suppose us as the public representatives, were tasked with, and that process was completed on the 27th of April, and there were a number of changes made to the County Development Plan, a number of new objectives to try and release land for housing, and also a number of designations for service sites in more rural areas, and indeed zoned land in more built up and urban areas.
And as we were saying there, Ivan, just in relation to this proposal, has it been something that has been getting mixed reaction in Castle Dermot?
I've been contacted, I suppose, by, as I said, I've been engaged with Castle Dermot GAA over the last 15 years, and obviously the current committee, as have previous committees, been working extremely hard to try and increase the area that they have available to them for pitches. They have told me that they've tried somewhere in the region of 12 to 15 different landowners to try and develop where they currently are. And they have exhausted all of those possibilities, I suppose, on one side. And I suppose in only in recent weeks I've been contacted by a couple of residents concerned, obviously, when the for sale sign has gone up on the pitch, and what the plans are for Castle Dermot GAA, and indeed what the plans are for the current site. And I suppose it's important to say, Hannah, you know, while the zoning has changed, there has been no planning permission submitted for the site. And that's important to say, because I think, you know, any you know, sense that people might have that they're being left out of any process, you know, the County Development Plan, as I said, that variation that happens, that began last November and finished in April, you know, that would have been advertised a couple of times, but it's very understandable to see how people might have missed that. You know, if you're not a landowner like Castle Dermot GAA of their current pitch, you know, a lot of people, you know yourself, Annie, you see it in the paper, you might hear it advertised on KFM and through other media and social media, etc. But unless it directly affects you, unless you spot something, well then you can oversee that. But it is important to say that, you know, if this land is used for anything other than it is currently being used for, it will have to go through the rigors of the planning system and a planning permission, and people will have an opportunity, obviously, to raise the concerns through that, if that's happened. But as I said at the start, I'm not privy to what the voluntary committee in Castledermot GAA are doing in terms of their week-to-week deals, and I'm not aware that the site is sold either, Anna. To be honest, I don't know that, and I can't say one way or the other.
All right, and we have contacted Castledermot GAA just to have a statement from them as well, but that is the latest update in relation to the Castledermot GAA ground.